Right now I'm sitting in my car just outside the New Connections. It's a program at the hospital for people in recovery from alcohol and drug use. I've spent a lot of time working with people with addictions. And two things that I've learned in this process. One is that addiction is not the problem as much as the pain that underlies addiction. Most people with a serious drug and alcohol addiction have had some degree of early childhood trauma or something related to trauma in their life. And so the addiction is a means to address the pain in their life. And it's the best way that they know how to do that. Just as if you have a headache, you might reach for some aspirin. This pain, the pain that underlies addiction is so deep and so profound that using drugs, using alcohol, is the way to resolve it. And of course, regardless of whether that's a, we think it's a good or bad way to deal with it, you know, we know that it's a short-term fix for a long-term problem. It doesn't matter. It's what, in the moment, a person can do. Just as if your head was on fire, you'd do everything you can to put it out. The second thing I've learned in working with people with addiction is that we all have some degree of addiction. It may not be drugs or alcohol. It might be something else. It might be sex. It might be workaholism. Workaholism is huge in our culture. Feeling like the only way we feel important is by continuing to work. And there's other kinds of addictions that we're all addicted to something. And so it's important that we not categorize people with a drug and alcohol addiction as if they are somehow separate from the rest of the population. But it's important that we integrate, we see that we ourselves are also, we also have addiction problems in our own life. So these are the two things I've learned, and both of these aspects, both of these things that I've learned from addicts is, for me, my means of developing compassion. Because if I don't have compassion when I go in there now and offer trauma-sensitive yoga, nobody's going to hear a thing that I say. But if I go in there knowing that these are folks that have some really deep underlying pain, and they may not be able to articulate it. They may not even be aware of where it's coming from, but it's there. I know it's there. So that helps me to develop compassion. And the other thing is to know that I have an addiction problem. I have, and it may not be drugs, may not be alcohol, but there are times and there's things that I do that I know cause more pain in the long run, even though the short run might feel better for me. So these are the two things, that we're all addicts on some level, and that underlying this addiction is deep, deep pain. And so for me to offer a yoga class is a means to address that pain. It's to open up the body. Pain lives in our body, not in our brain. We might rationalize it and think about it all we want, but if we want to address it, working with the body is one of the most effective means to do that. And so my practice, my Zen practice of compassion right now, is to share with these folks ways of working with suffering in their body. And it's a small thing. It's a really small thing I can do. There's much larger issues that need to be tackled here on a society level. But as an individual, this is one small thing that I can do.